You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. It's Friday, and commentator Gary Borders joins us now, and he had a recent experience with a herd of wild hogs, and he's here to tell the tale of the one that got away.
A friend of mine who lives in Austin recently spent a weekend in Deep East Texas with his younger brother. A goodly amount of one day was devoted to hunting wild turkey. At least that was the plan. But it turns out turkey were not in the mood to be hunted that day. But a herd of wild hogs crossed his path. My friend was so shocked by the appearance of so many hogs that he reacted like a rational hunter trying to pick off a 10-point buck at 200 yards. He aimed carefully at one decent-sized pig in the middle of the pack. Now, my friend was carrying a semi-automatic weapon, so his caution cost him the opportunity to decrease the hog population here behind the pine curtain. He likely wounded the one hog he fired upon, but he and his brother never found the carcass, and the hogs scattered soon as the first shot was fired. My friend's bummed at his lack of success. My take is that he fired as a responsible hunter should, going for a kill shot on a single animal. Trouble is, we're talking about wild hogs, which are a pox upon the land and deserve no mercy. I've seen lovely pasture land turned into a moonscape in a matter of weeks by feral hogs. Once I tried to drive a medium-sized tractor across a field where hogs had been rutting and nearly flipped over so badly had the ground been uprooted. There doesn't seem to be a solution in sight for reducing the feral hog population. They reproduce at alarming rates, are canny and smart, and quickly sense danger. I once spent early mornings in a deer stand determined to shoot some feral hogs tearing up a pasture I had leased, but it was as if they had figured out I was there. They just changed their habits and started showing up either before or after I left. The only success I've had, if you can call it that, in battling this porcine opponent was setting out a trap baited with corn in early summer. I went back each day, and sure enough I'd caught a hog. Unfortunately, the hog was dead in the back of the trap. There are few things that will make one rethink this whole gentleman farmer gig than trying to wrestle a 300-pound dead hog out of a trap by wrapping a chain around its legs and pulling it out with a tractor. Every time I dream of retiring to the country, which is often, that image comes to mind. A few years back, we were out at my brother-in-law's farm riding around on four-wheelers when a pack of wild hogs raced by in late afternoon. My brother-in-law took out after them at full speed, a handgun drawn, firing away like Wyatt Earp, drawing down at the OK Corral. But the hogs were too far away and escaped unscathed. Nevertheless, I was impressed with his quick reaction, and I actually thought he was going to plug some of those rascals. He came back and said something to the effect of, "You've got to try to kill those sorry critters every chance you get, whatever it takes." I'm actually cleaning up the language here, but you get the drift. Folks now are offering helicopter excursions to shoot wild hogs from the air. There's even a new cable show based on a fellow from Marshall, Texas. I'm not a bloodthirsty person and a poor excuse for a hunter, but I would jump at the chance to plink Porky Pigs from 500 feet up. Maybe my buddy and I can split the cost, and this time around he'll know to keep that trigger finger happy, happy, happy.
Gary Borders teaches journalism at Kilgore College and joins us each Friday morning here on Red River Radio. And you can hear all of his past commentaries on our website. Just go to redriverradio.org and click on commentaries at the bottom of our homepage. Stay tuned. Morning Edition continues here on your community-supported public broadcasting service from LSUS, Red River Radio.